This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of those protesters.
It's on the 7th of October. Till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
And 25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Capos is a Holocaust survivor and wants the killings to stop.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been 11 months after the Hamas killing spree into southern Israel that ended up killing more than 1,200 and launched a war in which more than 40,000 are believed to have died. The United States has informed allies that it believes Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war with Ukraine. The word comes from two people familiar with the matter. They're not offering any details about how many weapons have been delivered or when the transfers may have occurred. But they're confirming the U.S. intelligence finding. They spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss a matter that has not been publicly disclosed. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuela has revoked Brazil's authorization to represent Argentine interests in the country. VOA's Christina Menenti tells us more.
Venezuela revoked Brazil's authorization to represent Argentine interests in the country, including administering the embassy where six opposition figures are sheltering. In a statement, Venezuela said the decision was due to alleged proof that the embassy was being used to plan assassination attempts against President Nicolas Maduro and Vice President Delcy Rodriguez Gomez. On Friday night, some opposition members and the Argentine residents reported on their X accounts that the building was under surveillance and had no electricity. They posted videos showing men dressed in black and patrols from the government intelligence agency. The Brazilian government published a statement saying they would remain in custody of Argentine interests until another country is designated. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The boarding school fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of more than 21 boys, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire. The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In Brazil, thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro protested against the Supreme Court Saturday on Sao Paulo's Paulista Avenue. Demonstrators demanded the dismissal of Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, who last week ordered X to be banned in Brazil after it failed to comply with orders to block some accounts accused of spreading what they call fake news and hate messages that the judge said were a threat to democracy. And Musk, who called on Moraes a dictator, accused him of shutting down the number one source of truth in Brazil. X has shut in Brazil's offices over what it called censorship by the judge that sought a court injunction this week to halt the ban of X, saying it was unconstitutional. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.